The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented in the public interest by the Beasley Broadcast Group. Each week, we focus on a worthy organization and learn how you can lend support. And now, here's your host, President of Ellen Shulman Public Relations, Ellen Shulman. Well, surprise, Ellen Shulman's not here today, and you're stuck with Duff Lindsay, D-U-F-F Lindsay, and happy to be here for the Forum for Nonprofits. Today we have an incredible organization called Equine Assisted Therapies of South Florida. This organization used to be called, and you're probably aware of it, as Horses and the Handicapped. And with me today is Molly Murphy, who's the outreach manager. How you doing, Molly?
Hi, Duff. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, it's great to have you on the show. And I guess we should start by telling us briefly what the organization's about, or in detail, actually. And then the name change. Why the name change?
Absolutely. We are a 31-year-old organization. First started out by the Kiwanis and Seroptimus Clubs of Boca Raton. We're dedicated to providing therapeutic riding and equine-assisted activities to children and adults with special needs so that they may improve physically, mentally, and emotionally, because it's all about the power of the horse. And I'm sure many listeners out there know the power of their animals makes a big difference in their lives. So the horse just improves mind, body, and soul.
An amazing animal, that's for sure. I wanted to get the website out there early, too. It's equineatsf.org, and you can go to that website and find out a lot more about it. The telephone number is 954-974-2007.
So
how did it start, the organization?
About 31 years ago, our founder, Skip Richard, got together with his buddies at the Kiwanis clubs, and his friends at the Seroptimists, which were the women's group, still are the women's group today and still support us, and said, "This is my daughter's dream and I want to complete it." And so he built Horses in the Handicapped actually out of just some rope and a field in Boynton. And since then, we've moved to Tradewinds Park. We've been there for about 26 years. We have a year-to-year lease that's about $1 a year with the park, and it's been a wonderful partnership with Broward County Parks and Rec for us. So we're very pleased.
If people aren't aware, Tradewinds Park North is on Sample Road.
Yes.
In Coconut Creek, not too far from the, not the swap shop, but the
Festival Flea Market.
Yeah, that
one. So you can volunteer and go shopping all in one, all in one swoop.
At the park there, what facilities do you have?
We have a covered arena and a 12-stall barn that actually holds 11 horses, and we are at capacity right now. Our covered arena has been a blessing. Thanks to many donors, about 6 years ago, we're able to not only host events under that arena, but also our classes. Of course, living in South Florida, you never know what the weather's going to be like. So that saved a lot of students from getting their classes canceled due to inclement weather. And we have horse shows under there, and it's very great, very, it's a wonderful place to have, to be able to have both our horses and kids and adults work together.
Now, all the people are involved in these classes, our students, are they handicapped people, most of them?
Yes, all of our students have special needs. Our youngest rider is 5, and our oldest rider, I believe, is about 75.
And so the horse becomes part of their therapy.
Yes. The reason why horseback riding works is because the horse moves in a four-dimensional movement, similar to what an able-bodied person, how an able-bodied person moves. So for an individual in a wheelchair or walking with a walker that doesn't receive that muscle memory day to day, they are finally getting that when they're riding for an hour at a time. So that not only creates that muscle memory, but it is a form of physical therapy and occupational therapy as well.
So why did they change the name?
Well, according to our executive director, Mandy DeBoard, a name change is brought up, you know, every 5 years within our history. And we are a premier center within an organization called PATH, which stands for the Professional Association for Therapeutic Horsemanship. And they recently changed their name about 2 years ago from NARA, North American Riding for the Handicapped Association. So we took their lead because they pulled handicapped out of their name as well, just because of the connotation and how it makes individuals of the special needs community kind of feel. I mean, it is a rather negative term. I, for example, I'm a member of the special needs community. I have cerebral palsy. And for me, on a personal level, you know, I never referred to myself as handicapped. And I think that's true for a lot of individuals. Always looking at the bright side. And never referring to your affliction, always referring to your ability.
That's a great reason. And I would imagine it is far more uplifting to talk about the equine-assisted therapies.
It definitely describes what we do, and it's very clear. Before the name change, individuals thought that we had handicapped horses as opposed to running a therapeutic riding facility. So this is very clear and concise and really helps get our message across very quick to the public.
I'm glad that we mentioned horses. I don't want to be put myself in a not-so-smart category, but equine is a term that not everyone knows.
Yes. Equine is a term mainly used in the horse industry, and it's been fun getting people who aren't necessarily well-versed in horses, getting that word out there, because it is important. That's what they are. They're equines, horses. Equus is horse in Latin. So it's been a little bit tricky, but we've managed our way around it.
So, like a cat is a feline, a horse is an equine.
Right, exactly.
Incredible. Can we take a little break here? We'll come right back to discuss more with Molly Murphy. She's the Outreach Manager for Equine Assisted Therapies of South Florida. You're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. My name is Duff, and we'll be right back.
The following message is brought to you by the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
At the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, our mission is to protect, educate, and promote the hospitality industry. We have more than 10,000 members statewide that are ready to serve you. FRLA members are backed by Florida's premier industry association. So the next time you're dining out at your favorite restaurant or staying at a hotel for the weekend, ask them if they are FRLA members. Only the best ones are.
People between the ages of 13 and 30 are now most at risk of becoming infected with HIV and AIDS. While proper treatment has become much more available and effective, only 25% of Americans with HIV are receiving treatment. This sad fact highlights an awareness gap and the need for education. With regular testing, early detection, and increasingly effective treatments, people can manage HIV and live long, productive lives. Visit ActAgainstAIDS.org. A public service message from United Healthcare, ActAgainstAIDS.org, and his station.
Outdoor living. It's the heart of the Florida lifestyle. And with propane gas, your backyard is your personal paradise. Whether it's heating a spa or pool or fueling an outdoor kitchen, fireplace, or torch lights, propane adds luxury to your life. And clean burning and efficient propane gas is better for the environment. Learn more at PropaneFL.com. Fuel your Florida lifestyle with propane gas.
Message from the Florida Propane Gas Safety Education and Research Council, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. Ellen is not available today, but Duff Lindsay is, and I'm here with Molly Murphy, the Outreach Manager for Equine Assisted Therapies of South Florida. They're located inside Tradewinds Park, which, by the way, if you've never visited Tradewinds Park, it's a very nice place, and it's in Coconut Creek off Sample Road. The website is equineatsf.org. Equine is spelled E-Q-U-I-N-E. And their phone number is 954-974-2007. Now, I understand a lot of people are available at that phone number, so I know I switched up on you for a second, but who are those people and what do they do?
Oh, wow. Well, Duff, we work in the loft of our barn, so you will get all five of us if you call that number. You've got our executive director, Mandy DeBoard, myself, our office manager, Clifette Nichols, our barn manager, Katie Baker, and our volunteer manager, Alexis Rossi.
So there, if you have any questions at all, I would imagine if you get around that five-person horn, you got them answered.
It's a one-stop shop, really.
Now, you have events coming up all the time. And I'm sure there's fresh ones coming up this summer, but I wanted to ask you about an event that comes up every year in honor or in memory of Megan Morency. You want to tell us a little about that one?
Sure. We have two events that correspond with Megan Morency and her memory and in honor of her family as well. The first is the Megan Morency Memorial Horse Show, which actually just celebrated its 10th year this year and was extremely successful. That's an event that's usually held early or late February, and it's really an opportunity for our students to show off their stuff. It's a horse show.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. And everybody gets to participate. It also is one of our participating events for the Special Olympic Games. So it's kind of plays a dual role within our organization, and the athletes or our riders that really flourish at that event have moved on to the state games, which actually just passed, and we won some blue ribbons there as well. So it's a jumping off point for a lot of our students to be able to showcase their skills. And the second event that corresponds with Megan's memory is Wild West Night, which is held in March at Ron Bergeron's Green Glades Ranch in Weston. Really, really fun event, especially if you haven't seen the ranch. You're awestruck when you first come onto the property. It's a saloon, his personal saloon with covered arena, and we have live music. We have full bar, of course, food, silent auction, live auction, and some casino entertainment as well.
It's a fun way to give back, too,
yes.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a fundraiser event. When is that again?
It's usually in March.
Okay.
The first Friday in March is what we try and shoot for.
What do you have coming up this summer?
Oh, my gosh. The question really is, what don't we have coming up? Just kidding. We have volunteer barbecue coming up, and everybody's invited. That's actually this Saturday. I know it's late notice, but please put it on your calendar. And actually, by the time you hear this, it'll already be done.
It will have been yesterday. That's correct.
So,
hope you had a good
time.
Never
mind. Yeah, the food was delicious. But coming up, we have the Hillsborough Club Beach Bash, which is at the Hillsborough Club on Hillsborough Mile, a beautiful resort, which is members only, but today they're opening it up to our families and donors. And it's just a celebration of summer. There's brunch available. There will be paddle boarding and Hobie Cat demonstrations, as well as snorkeling available. Anything that the members have access to, the guests will have access to that come to our party. We do have tickets available. Adult tickets are $50 and kid tickets are $20. Again, that includes all the activities as well as the brunch. And we just really want to take this opportunity to not only thank all of our donors and constituents and families for their support, but also to share all of the fun things we have going on, not only over the summer, but also what's happened this year.
So now, how does someone get a ticket?
They can call me. I will also be putting a link to purchase tickets on our website today.
Okay. So by the time you hear the show, it'll be on the website.
Yes, it will.
Now, that phone number to call is 954-974-2007.
Yes.
Easy to remember, folks, 954-974-2007. Ask for Molly.
Yes, definitely.
She's special. She's got your ticket.
I've got your ticket.
Anything else going on this summer?
Not necessarily this summer, but we have our signature event called the Horseshoe Hoedown, which is actually held at our facility. That'll be November 2nd. So if you're planning your fall fun in the summer, mark November 2nd on your calendar for the Horseshoe Hoedown.
You mentioned something about athletes coming and being trained for the Olympic events, the Special Olympic events, I'm assuming. How does someone get involved in that?
To volunteer, all they have to do is call us. Of course, you would be a volunteer for equine-assisted therapies and a volunteer for the Special Olympic organization. And for athletes, all they have to do is be a rider within our program. We are a Broward County host site, so we have other barns come into the facility to also compete. But all they have to do is call us and tell us they would like to get involved.
How many students do you have at one time?
Throughout the year, including our summer camp, we serve about 130 children and adults per year.
Now, how does someone get involved who wants to get involved as a student?
As a student, they call us, and usually our recommendations come through word of mouth, sometimes through pediatricians, doctors that individual has seen, so we're referred. We do have a waiting list, unfortunately, but we're trucking our way through that with summer camp having a lot of spots available. We're almost full, so if you are interested in summer camp, please do give us a call ASAP. But we do our own evaluations in-house, and we try and fill up our open spots as much as possible in all of our programs.
And that number is 954-974-2007. We're going to take another quick little break here, Molly, and come back and find out how people can help philanthropically. We'll be right back with the Forum for Nonprofits. This is Duff Lindsay on Beasley Broadcasting.
A healthier you is the first step toward a healthy baby. When planning a pregnancy, baby steps toward better health can deliver big results. Exercising regularly and eating a balanced diet will help you reach or maintain a healthy weight and increase the likelihood of a healthy baby. Taking a multivitamin containing folic acid every day helps prevent birth defects, and regular medical and dental checkups are especially important when planning for pregnancy. To learn more about taking your baby steps toward a healthy pregnancy, call Florida's Family Health Line at 1-800-451-2229.
Everything you love about Florida is more fun when shared with friends. The beach, the parks, the sunshine. So why not invite your friends? It's a great way to create new memories and help support our state. Think of yourself as a steward of sunshine, an ambassador of your town, a maker of memories. Okay, you get the idea. If you love Florida, share it. Invite your friends and family to visit Florida at sharealittlesunshine.org.
It might be the door alarm or the new safety drain covers, the pool fencing, even the swim lessons. But the fact is, you can never know which safety step will save a life until it does. Adding multiple safety steps to your safe pool practices can mean the difference between a close call and a call to 911. Simple steps save lives. To learn some new ones, visit poolsafely.gov. A public service message from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the American Red Cross, and YMCA of the USA.
Well, we're back with Forum for Nonprofits. Duff Lindsay, your host this morning on the Beasley Broadcast Group stations in South Florida. We're here with Molly Murphy. Molly is the outreach manager from the Equine Assisted Therapies of South Florida. And I like the, under the logo, Molly, it says, creating a path to unbridled moments. Witness the magic. And that really is what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is.
How do people get involved philanthropically? We have a lot of business people listening or individuals who, you know, a light may have gone off and said, what a great organization. We'd like to help. How do they do that?
That's wonderful. First of all, thank you. And, you know, there are many different ways you can get involved. We are not government funded in any way. So it's the small donations and the corporate support that really help fund our programs and our therapies. There are from the horses to the riders. There are so many different ways. You can sponsor a horse for a full year. That's under our Pegasus sponsorship. Or you can even sponsor a scholarship for a rider. Over half of our riders receive financial assistance to be able to ride with us. So the ability of providing a scholarship for a special needs student is huge because they are not only possibly receiving our therapy, but many others that their family has to fund. And then there are the everyday donations. We have a monthly giving club where you can choose to donate a dollar amount every month that'll go directly into our operation. We're very happy to say that 82 cents of every dollar donated goes directly back into the program. So you know exactly where your money's going. It's going to purchase that hay. It's going to fund any type of feed that we need to feed the horses, the bedding, the class props that we have to use, balls, rings, you name it. That's what we use every donated dollar for, almost, at 82 cents of it at least.
Is there a paid staff of instructors?
There is. They're very important. They're on. They're hired on a contractual basis, and they work with many different students. We also have physical therapists on staff that help with our more intensive programs.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on the type of program that a student is enrolled in, the cost is different.
If someone were interested in the scholarship you mentioned, and this is great because a lot of people don't have the funds, I would imagine, that come to you. What is something like that going to cost someone?
Again, it depends on the program. Therapeutic riding, which is our main program, costs about $500 for a 10-week session. So that estimates to be about $50 every time they ride. For a private lesson that's one-on-one, that's $55. And then if the student is involved in our hippotherapy class, which is with a physical therapist, that's more intensive. That's one-on-one. And, of course, the physical therapist has that knowledge of the human anatomy as well as the horse anatomy and how that affects muscle movement. So that's about $1,200 for an hour.
When a student gets involved with the program, usually how long are they involved? Is there semesters like a high school or college would have? I don't really understand it. Maybe we can shed some light on that.
Well, we operate very similar to the school schedule of Broward County. So each season or each riding season is three sessions long, so 30 weeks. And we basically close in the summer to offer summer camp. Now, you had asked how long students are typically involved. Typically, you know, students are involved throughout their lives. And we have one young man who's been involved for 20 years. I was a participant in the program. I was involved for 15 as a student. So
amazing.
Really, you know, it starts out as a therapy and then it becomes a hobby for a lot of our students. And that's what's the most fun.
It's something really cool to get involved with, I would imagine.
Yes.
The students must be thrilled.
Yes, it brightens my day to see, you know, the smile on their faces. And like our tagline says, witness the magic. You know, I see it every day. So if anyone wants to come out and see what we do firsthand, please, you know, again, give me a call. I would be glad to give you a tour.
That number, I can't stress this enough. It's a great organization. Their number is 954-974-2007. You can see a lot more visually about it on the website, and that's equineatsf.org. So tell us more about giving.
Well, you know, I would really love to give everyone a tour, of course. We actually just, something I'm very excited about, we just developed an endowment in honor of Megan Morency and her family and their dedication and love to our program. It's the Megan Morency Endowment, which goes directly to our scholarship program to fund individuals coming into our facility to receive therapy. That is brand new to us. And again, like I said, we're very excited because we believe that this really puts us in a wonderful position to fundraise for something very specific, especially in honor of someone that loved us so dearly. Megan was a volunteer. And she had a love of horses, like any young girl does, that is undying. And to have this endowment means to carry on her name and her legacy within our program.
And they can get involved in that, again, by calling 954-974-2007. Again, the Equine Assisted Therapies of South Florida was formerly known as Horses and the Handicapped, and a lot of people are aware of it from that name. What an uplifting thing to get students involved with something like this on this level. It's a challenge, I'm sure, and it's just a real feel-good thing you're doing out there.
Thanks, Steph. Well, we always need volunteers, so if anyone's interested, you know, come by for an orientation. Our volunteer manager, Alexis Rossi, will give you things to do for sure.
Well, you know, and that's a great thing to bring up because not everybody can afford to give funds, but you can give your time.
Absolutely.
And that's going to make you feel good, too. I can't imagine with the thrill of witnessing the magic out there. The Equine Assisted Therapies of South Florida. Now, it's located in, as we said earlier, in the Tradewinds Park North,
mm-hmm.
which is off of Sample Road and Coconut Creek. It's a very popular area, and Sample Road it may be the fastest road with the most lights in Broward County. But, oh, here, I have a quick question. Do you have to be a resident of Broward County to get involved, or is it you can be from anywhere?
Good question. No, you do not have to be a resident of Broward County. We actually serve individuals from Broward, Palm Beach, and Miami-Dade, so you can come from anywhere.
So the whole Tri-County area.
Whole Tri-County area.
You're doing a wonderful thing there, Molly. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Let me get the statistics out there again. It's the Equine Assisted Therapies of South Florida. They certainly can use your help. I know there's a donate button right there on the website, isn't
yes.
there? And that's an easy, simple, and painless way to donate some funds. I assume you can donate as much or as little as you have, right?
You certainly can. And if you feel more comfortable donating to a mailing address, our mailing address is P.O. Box 273542, Boca Raton, Florida 33427.
Well, thank you for that, and thank you for coming on the show, Molly Murphy, the Outreach Director for Equine Assisted Therapies, and thank you one more time.
Thank you, Duff.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We hope this week's program has inspired you to get involved and give back. Forum for Nonprofits is produced by Ellen Shulman, President of Ellen Shulman Public Relations. Find out more at forumfornonprofits.org. This program is a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.